This is the Sakar Murli of 13th of June 2025. Essence, sweet children, you souls are actors in this unlimited play. That sweet silence home is your place of residence, to where you now have to return. Question, what words cannot emerge from the lips of those who understand this drama accurately? Answer, it would have been better if it hadn't been like that. This should not happen. Those who understand this drama will not speak such words. You children know that the drama continues to move like a louse. Whatever happens, it is fixed in the drama. There is nothing to worry about. Om Shanti. When the Father gives you children his own introduction, you children also receive your own introduction. All the children have remained body conscious for a long time. If you had become soul conscious, you would have had the accurate introduction of the Father. However, it is not like that in the drama. Although they say that God is God, the Father, and the Creator, they don't know him. There is also a large oval image of Shiva. However, he is not as large as that. Because of not knowing the Father accurately, they forget him. The Father is the Creator, and so he would surely create the new world. Therefore, we children should definitely receive our inheritance of the kingdom of the new world. The name Heaven is also famous in Bharat, but people don't understand anything. When someone dies, they say that he has gone to heaven. Does this ever happen? You now understand that all of us had degraded intellects, although this is said to be number wise. When it is explained that God enters the body of this one in the last of his many births, it refers to the first main one. This one is number one. You children understand that you have now become Brahmins, his children. All of these aspects have to be understood. The Father has been explaining for so long. In fact, recognizing the Father is really a matter of a second. The Father says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. Once you have faith, no question should arise about any aspect. The Father has explained that you were pure when you were in the land of peace. It is from the Father that you hear these things. No one else could tell you them. You souls know where you reside. Just as actors in a play say that they live at such and such a place. They change their clothes and go onto a stage. You now understand that you are not residents of this place. This is a theatre. It has now entered your intellects that you are residents of that incorporeal world, which is called the Sweet Silence Home. Everyone wants to go there because all souls are unhappy. Therefore they ask, how can we return home again? They are wandering around because they do not know the way back home. You have now been liberated from wandering around. You children understand that you now truly do have to go back home. I, a soul, am such a tiny point. This too is a wonder of nature. Such tiny points have such huge parts recorded in them. You also know how the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, plays his part. He is the main actor. He is Karan Karavanhar. You sweet children now understand that you came from the land of peace. A soul doesn't emerge new from somewhere and enter a body, no. All souls live in that sweet home. They come from there to play their parts. Everyone has a part to play. This is a play. What are the sun, moon and stars, etc.? They are all the lighting under which the play of night and day is performed. Some say salutations to the sun deity, salutations to the moon deity. However, the sun and moon are not deities. No one knows about this play. They even refer to the sun and moon as deities, but in fact, they are the lights for the whole world play. We are residents of that sweet silence home. We are playing our parts here. This cycle continues to move like a louse. Whatever happens, it is fixed in the drama. You must not say, it should not have been like this, it should have been like that. This is a drama. For example, you never thought that your mother, mama, would leave you. Okay, she left her body. Drama. She is now playing her new part. There is nothing to worry about. It is in the intellects of all you children that each of you is an actor here. This is a play about victory and defeat. This play of victory and defeat is based on Maya. When you are defeated by Maya, you are completely defeated. And when you conquer Maya, you completely conquer everything. They all sing this, but none of them has any of this knowledge in their intellects. You know what Maya is. Maya is also called Ravan. Wealth is called prosperity. It cannot be called Maya. People think that so-and-so has a great deal of wealth, and so they say he has the intoxication of Maya. However, can there be intoxication of Maya? We are trying to conquer Maya. Therefore, never have any doubts about any of these aspects. It is when your stage becomes weak that doubts arise. God is now speaking. To whom? To you souls. Only Shiva is God, and only he can speak to souls. Sri Krishna is a bodily being. How could he speak to souls? No bodily being gives you this knowledge. The Father doesn't have a body. Each of those others has a body, which is worshipped. It is easy to remember them. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar are called deities. Shiva is called God. God, the highest on high, doesn't have a body. You souls know that when you were in that incorporeal world, you didn't have bodies. No, only souls are there. That Baba is also a soul. The only difference is that he is the supreme. His part has been praised. It is because he played a part and departed that he is worshipped. However, there isn't a single human being who knows that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the Creator, came here 5,000 years ago. He is Heavenly God, the Father. He comes every 5,000 years at the confluence of the cycles. But because the duration of the cycle has been extended, they have forgotten everything. The Father sits here and explains to you children. You yourselves say, Baba, we meet you every cycle and claim our inheritance from you. It is also in your intellects how you then lose that. There are many types of knowledge, but only God can be called the ocean of knowledge. Everyone knows that destruction will definitely take place. Destruction also took place previously, but no one knows how it took place. Just look at the things about destruction that have been written in the scriptures. How can there be a war between the Pandavas and the Kauravas? You Brahmins are now at the confluence age. There is no war of Brahmins. The father says, you are my non-violent children. You are doubly non-violent. You are now becoming viceless. You are the ones who claim the inheritance from the father every cycle. There is no question of difficulty in this. This knowledge is very easy. The cycle of 84 births is in your intellects. The play is now coming to an end, and very little time remains. You know that the time is now to come when even the wealthy won't be able to get food or water. This is known as mountains of sorrow. There will also be bloodshed without cause. So many will die. When someone makes a mistake, there is punishment. What mistake did they make? They just made the one mistake of forgetting the Father. You are claiming your kingdom from the Father. However, all other human beings believe that they are about to die. Even when the Mahabharata war just begins, they will die. You will still continue to live. You are to be transferred to that land of immortality on the strength of this study. A study is called a source of income. There is also the study of scriptures. There is an income through that too. However, that is a study of devotion. The father says, I am now making you become like Lakshmi and Narayan. You are now becoming those with clean intellects. You know that you are becoming the highest on high, and that while taking rebirth, you will then gradually come down. You change from new to old. You definitely do have to descend the ladder. The stage of the world is also now descending. When its stage had ascended, it became the kingdom of deities. It was heaven. It is now hell. You are now once again making effort to become the residents of heaven. You continue to say, Baba, Baba. People call out to him, O God the Father, but they don't understand that he is the Father of all souls, the highest on high. Therefore, why should they, his children, be unhappy? You now understand that everyone had to become unhappy. This play is about happiness and sorrow. There is happiness in victory and sorrow in defeat. The Father gave you the kingdom and Ravan snatched it away from you. It is now in the intellects of you children that you continue to receive your inheritance of heaven from the Father. The Father has come. Now just remember the Father and your sins will be cut away. There is a burden of sins of many births on your heads. You also know that you don't experience too much sorrow. There is also a little happiness, like a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour, which is called happiness like the droppings of a crow. You know that only the one Father is the bestower of salvation for all. The Guru of the world is also only that one. A Guru is adopted in one stage of retirement. Now even little children are made to adopt a Guru, so that if they die young, they would attain salvation. The father says, in fact, no one should be called a guru. A guru is one who grants salvation. The bestower of salvation is only the one. Christ, Buddha, etc. are not gurus. Does everyone receive salvation when they come? When Christ came, all the others of his religion started to follow him down. Therefore, since he became an instrument to bring the others down, how could he be called a guru? Only the one father is called the purifier. He will take everyone back home. He also carries out establishment. If he were only to take everyone simply back home, there would be annihilation. However, annihilation does not take place. The Gita is remembered as the mother of all scriptures, the jewel of all scriptures, the versions of God. It is remembered, whenever there is defamation of religion, I come. The Father only comes in Bharat. People call the Father, who gives you the kingdom of heaven, omnipresent. You children now have the happiness that there will only be your kingdom in the whole of the new world. No one can snatch that kingdom away from you. Here people fight so much with one another over a small piece of land. You have great pleasure. You should jump with joy and dance in happiness. Since you claim your inheritance from the Father every cycle, there should be so much happiness. The Father says, remember me. And yet you forget. You say, Baba, my yoga breaks. Baba has told you to remove the word yoga. That word belongs to the scriptures. The Father says, remember me. Yoga is a word from the path of devotion. You receive the sovereignty of the world from the Father. If you don't remember him, how would your sins be absolved? How would you receive your kingdom? You don't even have the wisdom to realize that if you have no remembrance, your status is reduced and there will have to be punishment. You don't have such wisdom. You have become so senseless. I tell you every cycle, remember me alone. Die alive and be dead to this world. By having remembrance of the Father, your sins will be absolved, and you will become a bead of the rosary of victory. It is so easy. The highest on high are Shiv Baba and Brahma. Both are the highest. That one is Parlokik, and this one is Alokik. He is a very simple teacher. Those teachers punish children, but that one only gives love. He says, sweet children, remember the Father and become Satopradhan. Only the one Father is the purifier. He is also the guru. No one else can be a guru. It is said that Buddha went to the land beyond sound, Nirvana. All of that is a lie. Not a single one can return home. Everyone has a part to play in this drama. You should have such broad and unlimited intellects and also have such great happiness. All of this knowledge from the very top is in your intellects. Only you Brahmins receive this knowledge. Neither Shudras nor deities have this knowledge. Those who want to understand this will do so. It will be death for those who don't understand. their status will also be reduced. In a school, if students don't study, their status is reduced. Baba is Alpha and Beta is the kingdom. We are once again going to our own kingdom. This old world is going to be destroyed. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. The Father gives us such a new kingdom of the world that no one can snatch it away from us. Continue to jump with joy and dance in the happiness of this. 2. In order to become a bead of the rosary of victory, die a living death and be dead to this old world. Have your sins absolved by having remembrance of the Father. Blessing. May you be a great donor who fulfills the pure desires of everyone with your powerful stage. Souls who come later will be content receiving just a little because their parts are to take just a little grain. In order for such souls to receive the fruit of their bhavana, devotional feelings, and for none of them to be deprived of it, you yourself must now accumulate all the powers. When you remain stable in your full and powerful stage of a great donor, you will be able to take any soul beyond with the cooperation of your vision, on the basis of your duty of giving the great donation, and by putting on the switch of your good wishes. Slogan. Constantly continue to follow the godly codes of conduct, and you will become a most elevated being who follows the highest codes of conduct. Aviact signal. Practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. When you go onto the stage to do service, let others experience you as a soul who has come out of the cave of introversion and spirituality after a long time for the sake of doing service. Let your tapasvi form be visible. Let lines of unlimited disinterest be visible on your face. Together with being merciful, let the spiritual intoxication of the form of a Shakti also be visible. Let there be as much deep spiritual intoxication as there is mercy. It is now the time to do such service. Om Shanti.